Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into Autodesk Inc., a global leader in 3D design, engineering, and entertainment software. Autodesk is known for its AutoCAD software, which is widely used in architecture, engineering, and construction industries, as well as its suite of tools for digital content creation and media and entertainment. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Autodesk has been a major player in the design and engineering software industry for decades. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the status quo bias and overconfidence influence their decision-making, especially in areas like software development and market expansion?
The status quo bias is particularly relevant to Autodesk's approach, especially in how they manage their core software offerings. The status quo bias refers to the preference for maintaining existing conditions rather than making changes. Autodesk leverages this bias by continuously refining and improving its flagship products, such as AutoCAD, ensuring they remain the industry standard in design and engineering. This approach helps Autodesk maintain a loyal customer base, as professionals who are familiar with their tools are less likely to switch to alternative software. Overconfidence also plays a significant role, particularly in how Autodesk approaches its expansion into new technologies and markets. Overconfidence refers to the tendency for people to overestimate their abilities or the success of their strategies. Autodesk's leadership might exhibit strong confidence in their ability to integrate emerging technologies like artificial intelligence and cloud computing into their software suites, expecting these innovations to drive future growth. This confidence drives Autodesk to invest heavily in R&D acquisitions, such as their recent focus on expanding their offerings in the construction industry. However, this approach also poses risks if the company overestimates the adoption of these new technologies or underestimates the challenges associated with integrating them into their existing ecosystem.
And this focus on leveraging the status quo bias and overconfidence has helped Autodesk maintain its leadership position in the design software industry, appealing to both loyal customers and investors who value innovation.
Exactly. Autodesk's strategic use of the status quo bias in maintaining product familiarity and overconfidence in pursuing technological advancements appeals to investors looking for a company that balances stability with forward-thinking innovation. However, this approach also means that Autodesk must carefully manage the risks associated with rapid technological change, competitive pressures, and shifting customer preferences, particularly as the design software landscape continues to evolve with new challenges and opportunities.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Autodesk. As a major player in the software industry, DEI is particularly important for Autodesk. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Autodesk's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and highly competitive industry where inclusivity can drive better decision-making, innovation, and employee engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Autodesk's ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows Autodesk to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the software industry. Investors, Autodesk's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Autodesk build stronger relationships with employees, customers, and communities, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and ethical leadership.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like software development, where the ability to foster inclusivity and innovation is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and product development strategies, Autodesk not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Autodesk operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Autodesk's strategy involves continuously adapting its software offerings, technology platforms, and customer engagement efforts to meet the evolving needs of design professionals while maintaining its focus on innovation and customer satisfaction. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with market volatility, technological advancements, and shifting customer demands. Autodesk's ability to understand and respond to new market trends such as the increasing demand for cloud-based solutions, the rise of artificial intelligence, and the growing importance of sustainability in design allows it to stay relevant and competitive. By using data analytics, customer feedback, and market research, Autodesk can identify emerging opportunities and adjust its strategies accordingly, helping to mitigate risks and capitalize on new opportunities in the software industry.
And this adaptability is essential for Autodesk, especially as they face competition from other software companies and the growing demand for more integrated and innovative design tools. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in a changing industry is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Autodesk's focus on understanding market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the design and engineering software industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in customer needs, technological advancements, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Autodesk to other companies in the design software and technology sectors like Adobe, Dassault Systèmes, and PTC. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Autodesk's dynamics are often compared to other software giants like Adobe, Dassault Systèmes, and PTC, particularly in their approach to innovation, market expansion, and competition. Autodesk's strength lies in its focus on 3D design and engineering software, appealing to investors looking for a company that balances innovation with industry leadership. Adobe, with its emphasis on digital media and creative software, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes creativity and customer engagement. Dassault Systèmes, known for its leadership in 3D experience and product lifecycle management software, attracts those looking for a company that is driving advancements in virtual simulation and digital twin technologies. PTC, with its focus on industrial IoT and augmented reality, appeals to investors interested in companies that integrate cutting-edge technologies with engineering solutions. Autodesk's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for innovation, strong market presence, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the software industry.
And unlike Dassault Systèmes, which focuses heavily on virtual simulation and digital twin technologies, Autodesk's strength lies in its specialization in 3D design and engineering software, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Autodesk, the focus on innovation, customer satisfaction, and market adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the design software industry.
To sum up, Autodesk Inc.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their software development strategies, adaptation to changing market conditions, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Autodesk's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.
Thank you.